If you spend time scrolling on social media, you are no doubt used to seeing a lot of weird stuff. Lately, more and more videos online are made with artificial intelligence. Critics say many of them serve no purpose other than attracting eyeballs and generating revenue, but millions of people are watching. NPR's John Ruich waded into the wild world of what some call AI slop.
This short video on YouTube is pretty typical of what's been proliferating online these days. It starts with a cartoon kitten sitting by a pool of rainbow goo. Then his buff cat dad appears neck deep in it.
Dad, can I swim in the slime pool?
No, son, I'm stuck. Please help me.
The simplistic animation and computer voiceovers are a dead giveaway that it was made with AI. And it's also goofy and kind of endearing, and it's been seen over 2 million times. Critics call this AI slop, as in pig slop, because they argue it's shoveled onto the internet and consumed in huge quantities. Adam Bumis works at the tech-focused newsletter Garbage Day. He says that's the whole point.
I don't think this video exists for any creative, any expressive, any informational or educational reason. It is purely to be engaged with.
The more engagement, the more views, the better for creators, like the owner of the channel that posted this clip.
My name is Mark Lawrence Aigarilao, and I am 21 years old.
Garilao is a computer science student in the Philippines. To him, making AI videos is creative and fun and a way to use a new technology.
I use ChatGPT to generate the images and then use this app called Kling AI to make those images into video using AI as well.
He produces one or two clips a day.
When I think of the story or what the dialogue would be, I would just sit there and think of a random one, which I find funny. That's it.
They all have a similar theme. The kitten does something goofy and his dad gets exasperated. Like in this next video, where the kitten is flying a blimp made of pancakes and his dad is pointing him out to the police.
Dad, check this pancake blimp.
Nice.
There he is, officer. He
stole my... It might seem crazy, but Garilao says there's good money in it. YouTube owner Google pays channel owners based on the number of people who watch the videos and see ads. Garilao says he makes a few cents for every 1,000 views his short videos get. His channel, Funtastic YT, has racked up nearly 500 million views.
The highest I made was in the month of May. I made $9,000 in just 1 month.
For perspective, he says that's more than a year's salary in the kind of entry-level job he can expect when he graduates. Not everyone is psyched about all these AI videos, though.
AI is really super powering spam.
That's Jason Kebler, co-founder of the tech news website 404 Media.
I think that discoverability on the internet has already started to collapse.
That means it's harder for what he calls human creators, like photographers and artists, to stand out. Social media platforms recognize the challenge of AI-generated content. TikTok and Instagram label some of it. Meta says Facebook and Instagram users can shape their experience to see more of what they want to and less of what they don't. TikTok says it has rules against AI deepfakes. YouTube has a new policy that bars people from making money off what it calls inauthentic content, which includes mass-produced and repetitive videos. At the same time, though, YouTube is also encouraging video creators to use AI through features on its app that do things like generate fake backgrounds. Kebler says he doesn't think social media platforms are really taking a hard stand against AI content because they're all invested in it.
I think that they think that maybe this stuff is annoying now, but in 5 years, they imagine a world where most content on the internet is generated by AI, but it's content that people are going to want to see.
Mark Lawrence Aigarilao says plenty of people want to see his AI videos, although some comments accuse him of producing AI slop.
At first, I was like, oh man, why do they hate my content?
Now he gives those comments a heart emoji and thanks them, because the more engagement, the better. John Ruich, NPR News.
A note that Google, which owns YouTube, and Meta are financial supporters of NPR, but we've always covered them like any other company.